What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Introduction for those of you that are new here. This is the podcast where I talk about everything from self-help to life advice to feminine energy, trending topics, and ultimately how we can better ourselves to create a better world. I like that. I like that a lot. So it is a beautiful day here, y'all. It is almost 80 degrees today, and that just makes me so happy. I love this time of year. Everything's been blooming, budding. There's green on the trees, you know, starting to appear, all the cherry blossoms. It's genuinely so beautiful. The appreciation I have for life right now is at an all-time high, and so I hope you can feel some of that energy through this week's episode. So to start out today, I wanted to talk about something that I feel like I have been not only seeing a lot of on social media, but also just experiencing a lot in my own everyday life. And that is dark feminine energy. So I've talked a little bit about feminine energy on this podcast throughout the years. It's been a very trending topic, you know, on social media, I feel, again, throughout the past few years. Dark feminine energy, I would always kind of see that, but I didn't really know what it meant. And I found this article actually on LinkedIn that, to me, describes it perfectly. So they say that, like, light feminine energy is when a woman communicates her playfulness, kindness, softness, and giving side, while the dark feminine side of a woman communicates her limits, what she is comfortable with and not comfortable with, and it's her more selfish, quote unquote, side that basically has standards and wants the best for herself. So I think, you know I would think when I first started seeing the posts about feminine energy, it was like, is this just gender roles? You want a woman to just submit to you and you're not even like a true leader? But there is a lot of different aspects to it, you know, depending on who you get your knowledge and advice from. So I think for me personally, I have really felt this dark feminine energy. I feel like I've kind of been, you know, leveling up, I think, you know, being single again and just getting older, and I'm just in this new fresh era where I really want the best for myself. I just feel very excited about like my life and my choices and like my dreams and my goals. And I swear to God, y'all, because I've been just doing things like leveling up, like doing my hair and makeup every day and just having this newfound confidence, people really feel that. Not to sound insane or like full of myself, it's just interesting the shift in energy. You know, if you're stressed out going through a lot, you could still do your hair and makeup, but you don't have this like magnetic energy where people are drawn to you and like people are interested in you and people stare at you, like sometimes not even, you know, like a creepy guy, but just like anyone. But when you have that inner just energy and like you put yourself first and you're confident and you believe in yourself, and then you're also doing things like doing your hair and makeup, wearing what makes you feel good, like looking nice and presentable, and just, you know, feeling like, yes, I actually put effort into this, whatever. It's just, you're on another level. And feeling that energy of like, you know, I've been doing a lot of long skirts recently. The vibe when I wear a long skirt, like people are so much nicer to me. In general, people are pretty nice to me. You know what I mean? Like out in public. But when you dress girly and like wear the long skirt, like not slutty, but like just very feminine, flowy stuff, pink, all of that, people are so much nicer to you. Like people have offered me their seats on the train. You know, people just like want to go out of their way to help you even more, which is kind of nice. And then it's like, I'm not walking around. It's not about walking around entitled or like I'm better than everyone, but it's just like, yeah, like I know my worth, I know my value, and I'm just a cute little girly. I'm just a girl. So I was like, what is this energy? Because it's not really sexual, you know, like I'm not walking around with my ass out. Like I'm not getting that kind of attention. It's like a different kind of attention, because I low-key used to be uncomfortable wearing dresses and skirts because it's just like I didn't really know how to dress. To me, and I think especially just the places that I would shop at, like Fashion Nova, like I mean they have a range of stuff, whatever, like let me not block a future potential bag. I'm just kidding. But very tight stuff or very short skirts, you know, time and place, but you're not going to get that same almost respect in your everyday life when you're just going about your day as you are when you're dressed like a lady. And so the dark feminine energy is just about knowing, again, like knowing your worth and your value. And yeah, you can like be so cute and like, oh my God, I'm just a girl and like all this stuff. But there's that solid foundation of like, you can't fuck with me though. Like, you're gonna respect me. You know, it's not just like you're gonna try to take advantage of me because I'm like, you think I'm dumb because I'm wearing like a skirt and wearing pink, you know? And I feel like that's been the difference. And I think also for myself, I was really able to tap into this when I fully just became obsessed with my own life and what I had going on. Like, basically putting myself first, because then you just, I don't want to say you're always busy, but it's like you're just focused on yourself. So it also creates this kind of exclusivity or almost a mysterious vibe, because you're not, you know, always available for everyone. You're not just waiting around. You're not, you know, waiting for a guy to text you, or, you know, if you have a crush on someone, you're going to drop everything to like as soon as they call you or ask you to hang out. And again, it's like the aesthetic part of it, and it's the actual physical, like, yes, get up, do your hair, do your makeup, put on a cute outfit, look good. And then it's the inner energy and self-respect and proving that to yourself and the world through your actions and what you will and will not tolerate. So again, it's like, this is so interesting because I'm getting, and I think I told y'all in a live stream, also parting my hair on the side somehow gets, it hits, like, I feel like I get way more attention with my hair parted on the side than in the middle. It's very interesting. Getting all of this attention and just, like, people going out of their way to compliment me, but again, like, not in a, like, oh, all these guys are trying to hit on me, all these creepy guys are staring at me. It's like, I had a little girl, I had actually two little girls last week, like, five-year-olds, tell me, like, how beautiful I am. I'm like, that's the energy, you know, because it's like, it's not like, oh, I'm trying to look sexy. It's like, I'm just trying to look good. And then the inner energy of like, I'm confident, but I'm kind, you know, and kind is not nice. So you don't want to be overly nice. And that kind of goes into the light feminine energy side, I guess, like, oh, she's just so sweet and nice. And like, that could quickly turn into being a pushover, always telling people yes, always being accommodating, you know. Oh, the perfect woman just puts her husband and kids before herself and like always leaves herself last. But then like, oh my God, why is she like so ugly though? And like, why doesn't she just work out and like put more effort into her appearance? Like, she could do so much better. Like, she could look so much better. But then like, don't put yourself first though. And like, you're bad if you stay home as a mom, but you're also bad if you go to work, because what about your kids? But then if you're there for your kids, like, do you not want to set a good example that they should be working, you know? So the dark feminine side is, I'm gonna do what's best for me, and I support myself 100%, and everybody else's opinions, if anything, come after, but they don't even really like enter the chat. I read this book called In Defense of Witches by Mona Chalet. It is an amazing book about feminism and just kind of the history of like witch trials. It's basically about women having the right to be independent, and your life purpose should not be to get married and have kids and, you know, ultimately put yourself last, which it's fine if you want that, but you know what I mean? Like, historically speaking, if you get married and have kids, you are putting, I mean, obviously you're gonna have to put your kids first, but so often you have to sacrifice yourself for your husband, and like, you're just expected to do so much, and it's a lot of the labor that women do, especially in the home, is really taken for granted. So there was this whole chapter about just being independent as a woman, and like, okay, what happens if you don't get married, if you don't have kids? Does your life end? Like, do you have no purpose, or can you create your own purpose? And there was this little section from, it was like a quote from somebody else, and they were like, oh, just that feeling as an unmarried woman with no kids, like when you walk into a room and you're the only unmarried woman there, like, oh my God, what are people gonna think? And then it was like, okay, but think about all those women because the grass is always greener, you know, especially as women, we're kind of conditioned, like, to look at what the next woman has, like, compare, judge, wish we had that instead, whether it's our bodies, our life circumstances, our husbands, whatever. And it was like, okay, so think about them being envious of you. Like, wow, she has the freedom to do what she wants. She has her independence. She can go home to a quiet home. She can decide what she eats tonight, whether or not she wants to do the dishes, you know? So the grass is always greener. And there was another little section too about, like, I forget if it was from someone's memoir or what it was from, but she was like just describing her day as, again, like a woman who lived alone, who was single, no kids, like, oh, I could eat this. I could come home when I wanted, stay in bed as long as I wanted. And it's like, oh, I thought to myself, like, this is the horrible adulthood, or like, oh my God, being single as a woman that everyone was warning me about. Like, this is not that bad. This is a pretty sweet deal, you know? I just think that's really true. So I'm not saying, oh, you should do that. You should never pursue a relationship or marriage or children or anything, because a lot of people do want that. But I think just always putting yourself first. And then again, of course, if you have kids, you have to put your kids first. They're literally dependent on you. But setting that example, yes, you need to put yourself first, learning how to say no and all of this stuff. So I've really been into the dark feminine energy vibe, and I can honestly say it was like, without me even knowing that that's what I was doing, it's made such a huge impact on my day-to-day life. Because people can't fuck with you if you don't care about their opinion. And when you have your own dreams and goals, and when you just don't get caught up in the emotional bullshit, like caring what somebody thinks, or like, oh my God, like, well, he said this, he must be true, I'm gonna chase this man, or like, whatever the case may be. It's like, I'm actually busy. Do y'all remember the video I made in 2015, how to be the girl from Hotline Bling? I was kind of like describing that low-key. I was like, she is a baddie, she puts herself first. I mean, I think that's what I said, but so another really good book I've been reading, y'all, this is probably the best book that I've read this whole year. Like, I loved In Defense of Witches. Well, I love The Creative Act. I've read a lot of good books this year, so this is definitely up there. It's called The Power of Strangers, The Benefits of Connecting in a Suspicious World by Joe Keohane. Y'all, this book is so good. And I think, I mean, regardless of where you live, but I think especially living in New York, where, you know, you're surrounded by people all the time, surrounded by strangers all the time, I find myself thinking about what I've read in this book all the time. And the premise of the book is, you know, basically the title, like, why we don't connect with strangers more, and then how it actually makes us feel so good to connect with other people. But then it's like, okay, then why do we not do it? Or like, you know, when you're somewhere, like he gave the example of this community pool, and like the guy that lived in the community never wanted to go to the pool because there were so many people there, and oh, they just always wanted to talk. But since humans are social creatures, even if you're an introvert, it still goes such a long way to just feel community and feel like a sense of belonging. I believe this was also written post-pandemic, so it takes some of that into consideration. I just read this super interesting article about chimps versus apes, and how apes are so social and like love to share. They love to hang out with other, you know, species in the animal kingdom. They're very just like friendly and open, and how chimps are very territorial and mean and like do not want to share. They don't even want to share with their own families. They're very like independent, and they're very violent. Through evolution, chimps, something about their habitat would change where they had to move around a lot, and so there wouldn't be these like big groups of them, so they were more likely to be alone. So the males would target the females that were alone and like be super aggressive, and then that's how they would like mate and evolve. So they just evolved to be super aggressive, versus apes were a lot more, you know, like, let's move together, or like, let's just be together. And so they evolved to just be more docile and like sweet and caring, because there were more females that could be together in a group, so they could be a little bit more selective of who they chose to mate with, because they like had each other. Isn't that so fascinating? And so there's been studies done where like they'll put food, you know, in front of the ape or something, and like the ape will actually choose to share it with a stranger first rather than like their own kind, because they have that idea that it's like, okay, like if I'm nice to you, you're most likely going to be nice to me. And just kind of that trust in like strangers and building that trust, and it just creates like more community. And then, you know, historically speaking, there was groups, you know, in hunter-gatherer tribes, when they would bring back all the meat that they had killed that day, they wouldn't give it out or sort it out based on who caught the most. They did it equally because, you know, someone's always going to come a little short at some point. So if we just have the vibe of like, okay, you're going to be good, like you have my back, I have your back, it just creates so much more of a better environment for everyone, and it just increases your rate of survival because you can depend on one another. So I just thought that was so interesting. And just the more I read it, the more interesting it is. It's also very, very digestible and easy to read, even though it's like so packed with so much information. It's just genuinely so interesting. So if you like psychology, people, if you just want to like improve your own life, because again, like I've been thinking about this, and like I think especially with the vibes of like what I was talking about earlier, dark feminine energy, like y'all, the other week, this mom and this little girl were sitting on the train across from me, and then they start talking to me, and the mom's like, oh, she wanted to tell you you're so beautiful. I was like, oh my god, thank you. And then their friend was like sitting next to me across from them, and then she started talking to me, we started talking about shoes, and we had this like whole nice conversation, and then my stop came, and I was just like, oh, well, have a good one, like, you know. And it just makes you feel good to connect with people, and it's just kind of like paying it forward as well. So they also gave the example of like why, or brought up the subject of like, why do we do nice things for strangers when there's no immediate reward, like holding the door open for someone or helping someone with something? And we're actually wired to do that because, again, like with the apes, it's like when you put that energy out there of like, okay, I'm gonna, like, I'll have your back, you just kind of trust that like someone's gonna have your back later on. So yeah, I'm so excited to keep reading this, but I would definitely recommend it, y'all. Billy actually recommended me this book. I think he found it from TikTok, so shout out to this book, it's so good. And you guys can follow me on Goodreads or just look at my Goodreads page to see all the other books I've read this year. If you have any recommendations, LMK. But I've been on a roll, and I have a couple other books I need to read too. I did get a couple cues. Someone says favorite artist at the moment, definitely Lana. Did y'all see her Coachella performance? I've not watched the full thing yet. I think I just saw it was uploaded yesterday. But I've seen like all the videos, and she's just someone that inspires me so much creatively. And I think especially as I get older, I'm able to relate to her music more. Like back in the day, it was like, I just liked the music. I loved the aesthetic. I remember when Tropico came out, I still to this day think that is just genius and so well done and like just amazing. And seeing her last year in Brazil was amazing, and I'll just never forget that. Like, that was just so fun. Like, my current favorite album is Norman Rockwell, just so y'all know. I've been listening to The New Future here and there. Yeah, that's kind of like my main music. And then somebody also asked you, this is like a personal Q&A, do you go on nights out more in New York compared to LA? I think it's just different. I think also I'm like a little older now. Not saying I don't go out or that I'm like so old, but I'm not really just trying to like go to the club. Now when I go out, it's like a lot more chic. I think also just as you get, like, I don't know, as you get older, your vibe just changes. Like, I much prefer going to like a nice restaurant or a nice like cocktail lounge or something. Like, don't get me wrong, I definitely can still have fun if I want to have fun, but it's just like, it would just be, there was this party in LA, it might actually still go on, but it was like on Monday nights, and it was called TGIM, and it was super close to where I lived, so my friend would always come over on a Monday, like, bro, on a Monday, and we loved a Sunday fun day too, and then we go out on a Monday, and it was like a full turn up like party. It was not like a club, but it would be like, you know, it would be like a party at this bar. So that was really fun. I would say overall I probably went out more in LA just because I like was just younger and like what else was there for me to really do. But now it's like, okay, I'm a little more like chic and like, You know, so going back to the dark feminine energy thing, there's this girl I follow on TikTok, and she makes a lot of dating advice videos that are kind of like in that genre, like kind of a sprinkle genre, but like a little like different. But she has this, and I don't know if she made this up or if this is like a known theory, I don't know, but the black cat golden retriever theory. So how basically if you're dating a man, you want to be the black cat, like you want to be mysterious, you want to be the like dark feminine energy, like yes, I'm putting myself first vibe that the golden retriever is chasing after. And as soon as that vibe switches and you become the golden retriever and the man is the black cat, like you're doomed. No offense, you can get out of it, you just have to really like focus on yourself and put all that energy back into yourself. Sometimes people will have these questions, whether it's like to me or like another creator or someone is like giving advice, the situation's like you basically want to chase this man, or you're chasing this man and he's showing you he's not interested in you, and you're like, why not? Like, how can I get him interested in me? Like, oh my god, why won't he date me? Why doesn't he want to commit? All this stuff. And it's like, you are the golden retriever, you're chasing after him, and he's like busy and like elusive and mysterious and like, I have other plans, I'm just really busy at work, you know? If you're feeling like, oh, this isn't happening, like I'm always the one that ends up chasing, you need to go further back to the beginning and like, okay, like don't, like just stop giving people, men, the benefit of the doubt, like stop making excuses, and you just need to fully put yourself first. Have some new goals and hobbies, you know? Hang out with your friends. Become the black cat. I think that's like the perfect analogy, because it's also like the black cat, like she is just so mysterious though. Running away, like don't be afraid to run away. They like to chase, that's why they like you need to be a little mean, honestly. So that is going to be it for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know what you want me to talk about next week. Definitely make sure to post a story of you listening and tag my IG at Stella Ray Podcast or at Stella.Ray, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye everyone.